Good morning. I was raised in a Baptist church in the South. Stewardship was always a part of our lives and our conversations. My parents, my Sunday school teachers, all talked about offering, giving, tithing, above a whisper. If I had actually listened to a sermon back then, I'm sure the pastor talked about it too. I knew that to tithe meant to give a tenth from a very young age. My parents made it easy for the three of us kids. We all earned a dollar allowance, regardless of our age, paid to us on Saturday evenings in dimes. Sometimes we would collect our tithes during Sunday school. At other times, we would complete the envelope and drop it in the offering plate when it was passed. Initially, I did believe that my dime was going straight to Jesus in heaven. Later on, I thought it went to God's place of work, which I guess was also in heaven. But one Sunday school teacher I had did actually give me a very practical lesson and told me that my dime helped to pay for the quarterlies, which was the booklet that we all received quarterly with our Sunday school lessons outlined in it. Now that I got. I'd look at the little book in my lap and think, I helped pay for this. I could wrap my arms around that more than dimes going to heaven. Years passed. I got a couple of raises in my allowance along the way. I went to college and graduate school, moved away from home, and occasionally frequented the neighborhood church wherever I was living at the time. I'd toss my dollar bills into the plate when it was passed, which felt like more of a thanks for the great sermon tip than stewardship. Then I met my future husband, an Episcopalian, who knew little about stewardship and even less about tithing. We married at Christ Church Raleigh and attended pretty regularly in the year before and after we were married there. It was there that we made our first pledge. We received the impressive stewardship materials in the mail, read through them, and pledged $400 for that year. It was the most either of us had ever given to anything. But my little dimes from 20 years earlier were more tithe than that $400. But it was a start, a beginning of our giving journey. After a detour through Prince of Peace, meeting at the Apex Middle School, we landed at St. Paul's a few years later and felt like we were home. With our two-year-old son, Neil, we quickly became busy with church, school, and four-year groups and the preschool. 6 months after our twins were born, George asked if I'd be interested in sitting in on vestry meetings and taking the minutes. Karen Scher had so richly blessed us with their outpouring of casseroles and their teams of grannies and nannies taking care of Paul and Claire with me, so I jumped at the chance to give something back to St. Paul's and to get out of the house one night a month. So I tried it for 7 years, and I really enjoyed it, maybe a little too much. But I learned more about stewardship in those 7 years as clerk, and I continue to learn more every month, now serving on the current vestry. Sometimes, when reviewing the treasurer's report for the month, I'd play a little game, and I'd look for line items that closely met what our giving had been for that month, or for the year even. And I'd tell myself, hey, we paid for that. It's kind of a fun exercise. Try it sometime. Grab a copy of the budget. The quirkier the item, the more fun it is. My $90 paid for step stools and baby gates in the kids' club. Or you can thank me for those new heaters in the education building. Or wow, what if you could say I paid the youth minister's salary for the year? And as our income grew and our blessings flowed, we stepped from that $400 beginning and grew up and into our tithe again. We hit a rough patch or two along the way with job transitions, job losses. But somehow each time we managed to meet our pledge. And I am so fortunate that my spouse, the primary breadwinner in our family, supports my enthusiasm toward stewardship without too much question. Now, I don't want my name engraved on a handbell or stitched into a kneeler or attached to a building, though Lockhart Hall does have a nice ring to it. But I cannot describe the satisfaction, the contentment, the fulfillment, the joy that comes to my heart when we fill out that pledge card and write that check, and I can hear that dime clinking in the offering plate. Thank you.